Hey, it's Courtney here with Golden State Warriors hype man Franco Finn. He is a Bay Area native and has been with the Warriors for over a decade, right?
That's right. Let's start it off by saying, make some noise!
Woo! I can make some noise.
It's been amazing hyping it up for the last almost 15 years at Oracle Arena, the Warriors hype man. Gosh, it's lively. It's crazy. It's playoff fever. We are ready, and we're ready to do this. We're ready to bring another championship to the Bay.
I definitely agree. It's a pretty crazy time of the season. Right now, Warriors are taking on the Utah Jazz. Not only that, but they're doing it without their head coach, Steve Kerr. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, this team is resilient. It's resiliency. You know, we all know it. They're doing it with the bench. They're doing it without the coach. They're a unit. They're a team. And they're ready to blaze on through all the way through the championship.
I love it. So right now I'm talking to Franco Finn, hype man for the Warriors, and my co-host for the Warriors Watch Party on Monday, May 8th. It all starts at 5:30 p.m. at Victory House at Epicenter. So people who are listening may not know exactly what a hype man is. Can you let them know what exactly do you do at Warriors games?
What is the definition of a hype man? Let me just start. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's all in what it is. It's right. I bring the hype. You know, to each and every game at the arena. So my particular job is I do the starting lineup, right? We get it all ready, you know. And now your Golden State crew. We get the whole place rocking. Steph Curry, I introduce Kevin Durant. So we get all that stuff. I do a lot of the voiceover stuff that you hear live at the arena, all the pregame drops to kind of get all the hype going. You know, right before TV breaks, there's a lot of, you know, we want them to make a lot of noise and that sort of thing. So I do some pre-recording, some prompted. I host Warriors TV, which is a pregame show before the game starts. And then just the various contests, pretty much everything under the sun on the Jumbotron during the timeouts, the breaks, everything, I'll be on the court. So that's what a hype man does on a day-to-day basis.
So you get people jazzed, you get people ready to go, just like you're going to do on Monday. But I hear you're known for your whoop whoop. That's what I hear. You're Franco Finn, the whoop whoop man, right?
Yes, indeed, Courtney. Like, my whole thing is, can I get a whoop whoop? And everybody goes,
whoop whoop.
It's the coolest thing. And that came about by accident. You know, you've been doing this for such a long time. You come up with little catchphrases, things that are fun, that sticks. And that just stuck. And people responded. And so I just, you know, the whoop whoop has always been a part of my MO since day one.
I absolutely love it. Now I feel like I need a catchphrase, though. So we may have to work on that on Monday.
Yeah, we'll work on that on Monday, and I can't wait for that, by the way. May 8th is going to be great. You know, we've already done one round. We're going to do the second round at Epicenter. I mean, come on out. This is the place to be, especially up in the North Bay. I mean, we've got food, all the fun games, and Warriors playoff basketball, and prizes, right, Courtney?
Oh, my God, we have so many prizes. We got future tickets. We've got memorabilia up for auction, like a signed Steph Curry jersey, a Kevin Durant jersey. We're giving away a Cabana VIP party at their lounge upscale bowling with bottle service. Yes, bottle service. That's my kind of prize.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. I mean, if you've got nothing to do, I hope you just – everybody, come on out to Epicenter. We have a ton of prizes to give out, as Courtney said. And you know what? I'm excited about it. I'll be the auctioneer. We're going to do some good things, especially with the Goals Foundation, which is a nonprofit associated with the Epicenter. So it's a win-win-win for everyone that comes out.
And speaking of winning, that's what we want to see them do on Monday night, May 8th at Epicenter. Let's all watch it together. Watch the Warriors win another game against the Utah Jazz.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, it is an earlier start time because, you know, we're dealing with the Mountain Time Zone over at Utah. So it's a 6 p.m. tip-off, but I believe we're going to get things ready to go at around 5:30. So get in early, get a table, and let's have some fun, and let's cheer on the Dubs.
I love it. Thank you so much, Franco Finn, for joining me today. And we will both be together on Monday with hopefully everyone listening right now.
Yes, indeed, Courtney. And we got to close it out. Can I get a
whoop, whoop?